On this week's Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, we will give you our picks for top rock and metal bands that do the rap rock thing so well that they even get hip-hop fans up and headbanging. Get ready to rock out with your talk out. It's the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Welcome back, everybody, to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, broadcasting live from WNBC. No,
don't lie. I don't think we're on the WNBC.
I lied. No, we are not on WNBC, but we are on Rock Rage Radio. Go to rockrageradio.com and download the app. It's free. All right, guys. Yeah, go to rockrageradio.com, download the app. It's free. Download the app, it's free. I should write the jingle. Download the app, it's free. Check it out. Great music programming 24/7. I don't know why it just came out first. I'm in no particular order. Wolfscustoms.online. Get custom work done on your musical instrument. You can find them all over social media to check out some awesome designs that the man himself, the legend, Chris Thunderwolf Dotson, does. Check him out if you like. Want some cool custom artwork done on your musical instrument? That's the man, Wolf's Customs. Ludini, rockandrollcircus.com is where you want to go for all things Ludini, including getting involved with things like our Patreon, where you get access to some cool stuff, our private inner circle group, where we get to mix it up with the audience during the podcast and, throw trade insults, basically. Right, Lily?
That's pretty much.
Pretty much what we do.
Yeah.
Our YouTube archive, all kind of cool stuff there. You get on our mailing list. You never miss anything. So check it out. Ludini, rockandrollcircus.com. Some free downloads and stuff as well. Speaking of Rock Rage Radio, we have Lily V6 in the house.
What's up, guys?
And Lily, tell them what you do.
I have a show on Rock Rage Radio.
Just hanging out looking hot all day.
Thank you. Rock Rage Radio, I have a show called Hot Licks with Lily Six. It's Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I do some great interviews, and I also play some awesome music, so be there.
Get the hell out.
I know. Surprise.
No.
So, okay.
She really do that.
All right. Lily, you saw the Beach Boys. No, what were they called? The Backstreet Boys.
I didn't see the Backstreet Boys either. I saw New Kids on the Block.
The Backside Boys.
So how were the Backside Boys?
They were fantastic. So it was actually called the Mixtape Tour. So it was New Kids on the Block, Salt and Peppa, En Vogue, and I can't remember the fourth
Backstreet
one.
Backstreet Boys.
It was not the Backstreet
Rammstein.
Boys. No. A lot of Rammstein.
It really was a mixtape.
I don't remember. Anyway, they would switch off between bands or, groups. So it was like a mixtape. It was pretty cool.
I see how they did.
I know. Surprise. And it was great. I acted like I was like, not a teenager. I guess probably more like 21 because I got really, really, really drunk at the show.
And Postmortem Butt Plug was on the side stage.
Yes. That was a thing.
You got really drunk at the New Kids on the Backstreet.
I did that. Yes.
Wow.
And then I also saw Lita Ford on Saturday.
Hey,
something good.
Nice.
Starting to get. So I'm going to have to ask you to leave for a second.
Yeah, oh, please.
Just for a second, though. You can come back.
Yeah, you can leave for a second.
Just for a second.
Okay, that's cool. And Pittsburgh Kevin.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing there?
You do anything fun this week?
You know, I'm going to have to, really get my ass in gear and do something fun 1 week. So when you ask me, I'll be like, oh, yeah.
I
murdered some nuns. And you'd be like, oh, that sounds like fun. Yeah.
You hung out with the nuns, huh?
No, I murdered some nuns. See, that's that, you know.
Thought you did some nuns.
The penguins. And there goes our Catholic endorsement.
We did do the penguin.
Astley. Rick Astley was the other guy at the show.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry.
He should have come out in between every song.
He did not.
Never going to trap you up. Never
going to
move you. And they turn around and turn you. Yeah, that would have been great.
Just sing that one song over. That's the only song he sang?
He sang like four songs.
Wow.
As I recall. But I was very drunk, so who knows?
Yeah.
At least two. He sang at least two songs.
You know, like when you see double when you're drunk, she heard
that's
double.
Probably, that's
so
probably
that's how
it
worked
actually.
Out.
But it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Double, double, toil and trouble.
Oh, my.
Oh, goodness gracious. So, I was sick.
And twisted.
And tired. Sick and tired. And so I didn't do anything great. I binge watched a series, Mr. Mercedes, that I love the book. And so I watched the, and then I ended up been listening to the book for the second. And it turns out that the second season has nothing to do with the second book at all. Like, but the book was good. I listened to it on Audible. Anyways, I didn't really do too much. I was feeling kind of poopy.
Aww. You had poopy.
I have, yeah. Aww. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I had an eventful week. I was in the hospital. I did all kinds of fun stuff.
Look at him, man.
You took a field trip.
Yeah, I took a little field trip to the
hospital. Welcome to your 50s.
Did you also get a ride in an ambulance? Just
an ambulance?
No.
Okay.
Did you get a ride in an ambulance?
Ambulance. Oh, back baby, ambulance.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that was the folks at the Cannonsburg Hospital. Very nice. Yeah, this young lady, you know. She
were you hitting on her?
Did you take
No, not at all. She was sticking the thing in my arm.
I'll excuse me? She was.
And her was friend is like, no, don't do it. I'm like, are you guys like practicing on me? They're like, yeah. Yes. I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
You got to be the guinea pig.
I know.
And then it was very sad. Lou took a turn for the nurse.
Zing.
Thank you.
I can't stand you guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Sorry. Sorry about that. Just remember, everybody, this is free.
What?
You are getting your money's worth.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. We do this so you don't have to.
Anyways, guys. All right. So we're going to go ahead and jump in. They're in no particular order. We're going to be talking about rap rock.
Ooh.
Rap rock.
So some of these bands, I'm not sure how much rapping they actually. And, you know, and I've heard people, I've been corrected by people. Who told me that Rage Against the Machine is not rap?
I kind of feel like they are a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a scotch.
I mean,
like a sprinkling, because they're on my list. So
yeah, they're on your list, and they got
on mine too. So there you go.
All right, so let's jump in.
Well, let's just start it off with a bang with Rage Against the Machine.
Yes.
And when did rap rock kind of like get? So is all nu metal rap rock?
I don't know.
There would be people to argue that that's not a thing, but I think it is a thing.
Hmm.
You know, I would I would say it seems like the two things. Okay, this is on Sputnik Music Forums.
Sputnik, yeah.
Sputnik. What's the difference between a rap metal and nu metal? Always thought Project 86 was rap metal, kind of like Rage Against the Machine, except for heavier. I don't really know any other rap metal bands except for possibly Element 88. I think nu metal is manufactured to make money, while rap metal isn't. Boy, okay, see, this is where...
It's debatable.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, where are we? What is this? This is Sputnik Music. This is one of those, like, forums, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
it's all opinions.
Yeah,
it's all opinions. And, unlike this
when
show.
We're all facts. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Do you exactly. guys like, out there in podcast land, do you guys even like any nu metal or rap metal or rap rock? I mean, I don't know.
That's
if
a
you
great
guys,
question.
I don't know if you guys even like that stuff. It was a phenomenon that happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Like, I mean, some of these bands are really cool, and but I don't know if ultimately how much of an impact it made. Like, it's kind. Isn't it kind of looked back on as a kind of like fad, right? But there is, if you listen to Octane. I mean, let me correct myself. If you listen to Octane, which is like the play, which is on Sirius, which plays the new rock, the new heavy rock and stuff, a lot of those bands are hip hop influenced. A lot of the grooves and stuff that they use, and there isn't a lot of that straight, you know, four on the floor rock and roll type stuff. It all has a kind of not all, a lot of it has like some beats and stuff that are influenced, obviously influenced by hip hop, and there are sections of.
Mm-hmm.
for lack of a better word, rapping. I think like if there was an actual, we had an actual rapper on the podcast, they'd be like, that actually is not rap. That's just bullshit. I don't, you know, I'm not a rap spurt.
A rap spurt.
That's a great word.
Wow.
Sounds a little dirty.
Okay. So, I don't know what I even really think. I mean, there were songs. Here's been my thing with hip hop.
Yes.
And rap has always been like, I like the funny. I mean, my like rap song that I like is Double Dutch Bus.
You crazy.
I mean, it's the only song that talks about corns on your feet.
You're like, this music's for me.
You know, it's just
like, yep, I can relate. I can relate about the struggle.
Here's a Jude.
Hey, Jude.
Yeah, I read Jude's little thing.
Comment there. Is, think of the difference between fecal matter and vomit, and you're on the right track.
Wow, he clearly doesn't like the genres.
Hey, Jude, what's your problem?
Hey, Jude.
That's your
problem. You're an asshole. Is head PE new metal, or are they, you know, what are they? You know, you have to like, you know, we did this thing about different sub-genres.
Genre, grenade, yes.
And
man, this is getting heated.
They're like useless, right? Aren't these titles kind of useless?
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyways, but I always like rap that was funny. So I will admit it, like I didn't know, I just thought Limp Bizkit was like a comedy act.
Okay.
So that's how I took it. I never thought that like they were saying anything serious. And so like when people got like all offended about them, I was like, what?
What?
It's a joke. It's joke music anyways. Like it's meant to be silly.
Apparently not.
You know, it's like over the top. I mean, that is our lyrics with Ludini, by the way, today. We're going to do Nookie, which is a song that I thought was freaking hilarious. I listened to it, you know, for the hilariosity aspect of it. I wasn't going like, yeah, man, look at what they're doing, man. This is like really, you know.
Well, don't you know, songs have to have a purpose now.
You know, everything, yeah.
Everything has to have a meaning.
It has to have the message. We can't forget the message. Anyways, so to me, a lot of this music, even though sometimes they seem to be raging against machines, to me, it's just kind of fun and funny. I don't really take it all that seriously. It's just not, you know, it's a kind of like, it's like if you wanted to, play rap that people who liked guitars would listen to.
Okay.
That's kind of what I thought it was. I mean, something on my, I don't have this on my list. I'm going to add it once Lily does hers, but there is one on my list. It's exactly that. So, let's go ahead, Lily. Why don't you jump in with your first pick there?
Which is Rage Against the Machine. Rap rock band formed in LA. Their songs express their revolutionary political views. As of 2010, they have sold over 16 million records worldwide, so that's probably much more now. They were nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in their first year in 2017, then again in 2018, 2019, and 2021. All the bids have failed. They announced...
Because they suck!
Well, there's that.
I'm kidding.
Rage Against the Machine announced a reunion tour and performed together for the first time in 7 years at the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival in April 2007. Within the next 4 years, minus a sabbatical in 2009, the band continued to perform at more live venues and festivals around the world before going on hiatus again in 2011. And then after the eight-year hiatus, they announced in November 2019 that they're reuniting for a world tour, which was initially scheduled to start in 2020. Of course, we all know what happened there.
What happened?
What?
COVID.
Never heard of it.
Right. But I will be seeing them this Friday at PPG, so that's why they're on my list.
Ooh, there you go then.
I like this band. We did a few different songs in when I was in cover bands of theirs.
I just like the vibe.
But yeah, the riffs are killer and everything. I wish it was a little bit more fun. Boy, they're just so like...
serious.
The world is like...
yeah. Simmer down.
Yeah, simmer down now.
Simmer down now.
Simmer down now. Y'all better simmer down.
Come on now.
Yeah, it's just, but they got killer riffs. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I love Zach's voice. I just think it's
De La Roca.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See?
And I like looking at him, too.
De La Roca. He ain't no Speedy Gonzalez, that's for sure.
It's okay. Luke can say
that. That would be hilarious if.
Here we go.
If.
Oh, boy.
When Zach De La Roca left the band.
Yeah.
That they got Speedy Gonzalez.
It's all because of this podcast right here.
I'm making it, but who here would like to hear Speedy Gonzalez sing for Rage Against the Machine?
Sign our petition.
Sign my petition.
In, sign the petition.
So far, we've only got one person talking about my... Oh, wait a minute. No. Oh, we get some people like that.
That's all Michael and Kevin, actually.
My ex-wife is a nun.
That's Michael.
My ex-mother-in-law is an ex-nun.
That's Kevin.
That's me.
Okay. You're not allowed to comment on your own podcast.
Hey, we're interacting with our fans.
Okay.
Young man.
Children.
You do your thing.
Boys.
Me and Lily.
You do you, I'll do me. That's what makes the world go around. I respect that.
You're going to do you.
So,
children.
Pervert.
These Rage Against Machiners. Anyways, so like, I don't know, like, I thought it was cool. I thought it was a little... serious, like
it was. They didn't make it too serious.
Chill out a little bit.
Yeah,
chill out a little bit.
Just relax.
Kevin.
Hi,
Pittsburgh. Kevin.
Hello.
What do you have? What do you have for
us? Hi, Lou. Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that. I'm gonna go with Linkin Park. That's Linkin. I know how to spell Lincoln.
who gets that reference?
Anybody out there? Anybody?
Let us know. You don't win anything.
No.
You'll just be cool in our book.
Dying Alone.
And we do have a book.
Yes. Linkin Park formed in, was that Agoura Hills, California? Back in 1996. They rose to international fame with their debut debut album, Hybrid Theory, which is where I first heard them. Honky the Clown.
Honky the Clown is in the house.
Leave.
Honky the Clown. I like how he has
cut
one
your
honk.
Honky right off.
He has one honk, two honks, one for each side. Yeah, Honky the Clown. He's crazy. Oh, and Bones is there too.
Bones and Honky are in the corner.
Yeah. You know, I got to be honest. Linkin Park. I like I know one song of theirs. And I did get the album.
So this is a podcast that like none of us were all that excited about doing.
I was excited. I have all the things.
Okay. Well,
she gets so excited.
But, she's so excited.
Well, I got excited because I thought it was really cool to hybrid between rap and, hard rock. So when I got the album, and like the whole album, it's all kind of sounds the same. Like every song kind of sounds the same. I lost interest.
And I know the song in the
end. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And there's another one out there. So, somebody died from
I don't like your pick, but that's fine.
You don't like my pick?
No. You're not linking part?
No, but we already knew that.
It's L-I-N-K-I-N.
Linkin.
Hybrid Theory was their breakthrough in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
4.8 million copies.
Mm.
Nominated for 3 Grammy Awards. Best Rock Album, Best Hard Rock Performance for Crawling. Around this time, Linkin Park performed under a number of high-profile events, such as Ozzfest. Family Values Tour.
Ozzfest. Interesting.
And their own Project Revolution, which featured such luminaries as Cypress Hill and Snoop Dogg.
Yep.
Snoop Dogg.
I remember when that happened.
Dave Farrell rejoined the band. They began working on a follow-up album.
Yeah.
Reanimation was a remix album that features tracks from Hybrid Theory and featured Black Thought and Aaron Lewis. Linkin Park began to write new material whilst completing their extensive promotional tour schedule. They spent some of their free time recording in the studio they had on a tour bus, like the Rolling Truck Stones thing.
That's fancy.
Undertook another Project Revolution this time with Mudvayne, Blindside, and
Exhibit.
Mm-hmm. Was invited by Metallica to play on the Summer Sanitarium tour, along with my heroes, Limp Bizkit.
There you go.
They did a live DVD, live in Texas, showcased their live performances on tour. So that is pretty much producer Rick Rubin was Rubin. Chosen to work on their next studio album, the release of which was delayed in 07. Minutes to Midnight was 14 months in the making and sold over 600,000 copies in its first week on sale. It also went to number one on the Billboard 200 album charts. I remember when albums used to sell 600 million copies.
Yeah.
Back in my
day. Those days are over, Lou.
Kids today don't know what a good album is. Now get off my lawn.
Anyway, so they did a whole bunch of touring and stuff, and
sang some songs.
I'm tired of hearing this too already.
Yeah.
God. And Chester Bennington.
What?
Wasn't that his name? Was he in that band? Wasn't he the singer?
That passed away?
Yeah.
Like, okay. You know, you're going to get all the facts here at Ludini Rock Concert. Yeah, okay, sure.
But, yeah. This is, by the way, probably our worst podcast ever.
So uh-huh. You're, again, please remember, it's free.
This is not the worst.
We'll try to make you laugh.
So what do you got? So, who do I got?
It's your turn.
Oh, it's your turn, Lou.
It's my turn. I was just filling in the gaps for.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Stinkin' Lincoln.
Stinkin' Lincoln Park.
Okay. We already talked about Gay Against the Machine in Lincoln Park.
Wow. That's a good one right there.
Faith No Less. Faith No Less. I'm never gonna be able to read this. Look how small that is.
Look at how tiny that is. We're old.
I need a magnifying glass for my internet. Okay, this is the band called Faith No More, and they do got some rap going on.
They sure do.
And I think probably a little, like maybe a little more. What's the word I want?
Spunk.
Earthier or grittier than say a band like Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, legit. Or, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bay Area, California musicians Mike Borden, Billy Gould, Mike Morris, and Wade Worthington formed a band called Faith No More. Faith No Man. A year later, when Worthington was replaced by keyboard Roddy Bottom, and Mike the Man Morris was ousted, the group began calling themselves Faith No More. Okay, Faith No Man, Faith No More because guys left the band. Ha ha ha. Very, very clever, my friends. Everybody complains that I don't do sound effects when I talk, only when the other guys talk.
Oh.
So now I add one more thing that I have to do. Wow, you guys know how hard it is for me to read words. After going through a series of singers, which included Courtney Love, the band was joined by Chuck Mosley in 83. The same year, Jim Martin was recruited to replace guitarist Mike Bowen. Four-song demo tape recorded, 84, led to the band's first real album, We Care a Lot, released on Mortem Records in 1985. I always associate these guys with the 90s, but, you know, they had to start.
In the best year ever, 81, hello.
Yeah. So you graduated high school?
So you're I was born.
Really puts things into perspective. That's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Within a year, the band signed with Slash Records, no relation to the guitarist from Guns N' Roses. 87, their second album, Introduce Yourself, was released. The subsequent tour brought Faith No More a good deal of press in Europe. But when the tour was over, the rest of the band chose to fire Mosley due to his constant drinking, limited vocal capabilities, and squabbles with bandmates. In other words, he sucked.
What's wrong with constant drinking?
Mike Patton, frontman from Eureka, California, band. He was in Mr. Bungle.
I knew that.
Not Mr. Bunghole.
Oh, sorry.
Pittsburgh Kevin.
I misunderstood.
As you do.
Excuse me.
That's Mr. Bunghole.
Oh. Oh, my. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. For those of you that got a Dairy Queen coming out of your...
Wow.
Right now.
Mr. Softy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So anyways, Patton was in Bungle, hired in January of 89, 2 weeks. I'd written lyrics for the songs. Faith No More was working on their next album, and The Real Thing was released 6 months later. The album was a critical success, and the band toured with Metallica, playing in front of huge audiences.
Just playing bass.
Even so, it wasn't until the song Epic was released as a single in January of 1990 that Faith No More's popularity took off in the U.S. thanks to enlarged to a heavy rotation of the video, which even received some negative attention for a brief scene of a fish flopping. Yeah, okay. So it wasn't just then. It wasn't just now that we've got people that are, like, offended by everything. I remember this. At the end of the video, as that piano fade-out thing is going on, there's this goldfish flip-flopping around, and people said it was cruelty to
animals. That was cruel to that fish.
Did you ever go fishing?
Yes.
Okay.
It was fun. Watch flop around on the deck.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I'm going to eat you later. Oh, my.
That's a Pittsburgh Kevin chewing on some fish.
Bones and all.
So, so then they did Angel and Dust. Patton had more time to compose and was now composed the songs and now full-fledged member of the band. He's kind of thrown in the beginning. So he had more confidence in the ability to create an album that they wanted. At the same time, Martin began to become dissatisfied with the direction of their music. The music was going in, and often did not show up at scheduled rehearsals. Gould was sometimes forced to fill in guitar parts. The summer of '92, after releasing the album, it's the first single, Midlife Crisis. They played regularly on MTV and radio. It was followed by videos for the B-side, Easy, which was very popular in Europe. Easy is a cover of the song Easy by the Commodores.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, it's cool. It's cool. And Jim Martin plays that amazing guitar solo, pretty much puts his own flair on it, but pretty much plays it note for note. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to go through the whole thing. There's like 27 pages of
history.
But this was basically a band that their big song was Epic.
Mm-hmm.
But this was
epic.
Yeah,
it was.
They had a lot of critical success. Also, I kind of felt like they maintained more rock than a lot of these.
Right.
Other bands. I mean, they're really kind of like when you really listen to them, they still have that kind of like Black Sabbath, you know, kind of rock and roll kind of thing, heavy rock thing going on. So, anyways, you guys want to say anything about Faith No More?
I'm good. I like them. Wish I could have seen them, but COVID said no.
COVID.
Nay.
Curse you, COVID.
Exactly.
Popped her balloon.
Oh, goodness gracious. That was last week when Lily killed the giant spider.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
Gross. Disgusting.
See, I knew that was going to happen. That's why I wasn't here.
Ugh.
That's what you get for working for NBC. Lou Dane.
Oh, my goodness.
So what do you got?
I have next Crazy Town.
Yeehaw!
American rock band formed in L.A. in 1995. Crazy Town is best known for their 2000 hit single Butterfly. You all know it, right?
Yeah.
Which reached number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart and helped their debut album, The Gift of Game, sell over 1.5 million units. I knew that was coming. The follow-up album, Dark Horse, failed to achieve the same level of success, contributing to the band's breakup in 2003.
Ooh.
Wow. The band reformed in 2007 and released their third album, The Brimstone Sluggers, in 2015. Here we go. In 2017, Mazur left the band and Binzer changed the name of the band to Crazy Town X.
Crazy Town!
X.
They're getting crazy up in the town.
Crazy Town X.
I hate this. Crazy Town has been noted by journalists and the group itself for its hip-hop sound. Their music has also been labeled as rap rock, rap metal, new metal, and alternative rock.
Yeah.
As of 2014, Crazy Town does not consider itself to be a rock band, but rather a hip-hop group.
Yeah.
False.
False? They don't consider themselves?
No, they are definitely rap rock.
Yeah.
Rap rock. Rap rock.
And Lou's lost his mind. Surprise.
I hear a noise.
This is... Okay.
I don't even know what's going on at this point.
It's like the 20-minute sound effect. We should just play the sound effect and leave.
And how much different would that be than a normal
I know podcast? Nothing about this band. And what's the name of the song?
Butterfly. You know the song. If you heard it, you'd know it. Trust me.
You're as pretty as a butterfly.
That's not it.
That's not my lady.
Yeah.
Come.
Oh!
Butterfly.
Yeah. All right,
I was called a come my lady.
Lou would Google the song and, well, next come thing you know. Come my lady.
You know, I always hated that when bands have to, like, name a song. Mm-hmm. And they don't, like, say any
the
words
actual
are in
title.
The song.
Yeah.
Right, so now you're totally lost.
Bastards. I mean, that's okay when you do that with a movie.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to, in Star Wars, nobody had to go, you know, and these are Star Wars. Like, nobody had to say that for, you know what it was. But songs, guys, come on. Can we just stop that?
That'd be funny if they had to. They had to like say the name of the movie in the movie.
Well, that's like some rappers who have to put their name.
Oh yeah,
right.
So you know who
songs.
Oh, that's most of them actually, at the very beginning.
Yo, I'm DJ Knucklebutt, and I'm here to tell you.
Yeah. My butt is hot.
Like Pitbull, he does it all the time.
What do you got, Pittsburgh Kevin?
So now we get into this, like, this weird area. Are they hip-hop or are they rock and roll? You know what I mean? And that it's the case with this next band, which is Cypress Hill. Is it hip-hop?
Jump Around.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the only song by them.
No, no, that is not. That is not them. I thought it was. That is House of Pain.
A House of Pain.
Another band. We're like, are you hip-hop? Cypress Hill is...
Ensign in the Membrane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? So it's like, oh.
Boy, you can tell that we're real experts on this subject, everybody.
The kids.
I'm just waiting for that edible that I ate to kick in a little bit better.
What?
Didn't even share.
Thanks, buddy.
Indubitable boys.
Wow.
Was it the Reese's one?
I will tell you this. If you get the virus of unknown origin, a great symptom reducer is edibles.
Good to know.
Okay.
Will reduce symptoms and, you know, chill you
out. I'll order a pizza then.
Exactly. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, sir, I'm trying to talk over here. Yeah, see, like, and like, even the Wikipedia is like, Cypress Hill is an American hip-hop group from South Bay, California. It's very kind of rock and roll, I think, but I could be wrong, because, you know...
Is that what you feel?
This one time I thought I was wrong, but I was mistaken. There it is. But they've sold over 20 million albums worldwide, and of course we all know... What the hell was that?
That was a piece of hot meat!
Where the hell am I?
You know, oh, you know where you're at.
You in La La Land now.
Yeah, oh, boy. Yeah,
but, you're going to die down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Welcome to the bunghole. Anyway, but we all know the song, Insane in the Membrane. It's very kind of... Was that spider?
Fuck that spider.
That spider. And went down, sat beside
him. No, he's dead.
Yo.
There was a... drummer from Pittsburgh. His name is Spider. Some of you guys will know.
I know who that is.
Go ahead.
Spider. I'm done.
You done? I have nothing to add to that.
Yeah, right?
I have nothing to add to
that. What was the song again that they did? Insane in the Membrane. Insane in the Brain. That's
See,
all
you
I
know
ever
it. That's
knew
all we know.
Of the song. it wasn't something that would come on and I would like crank up. I do remember going to different like... nights at different like dance nights at
Metropole.
At Lava.
Lava. Mm-hmm.
Lava Lounge. They would do like a 90s night or something
like
that.
And they had
and I remember dancing to that because it's a fun song to dance to, but I couldn't tell you anything about it. It wasn't music. Like, it didn't have big guitar riffs like Stone Temple Pilots and bands like that. You know what I mean? It was just wasn't really what I was grooving on.
I miss Lava Lounge.
Yeah. You did what?
Well, these things happen, Lily. You can't get yourself upset.
You all right? Stop sneezing on me, weirdo.
Bones, thank you, buddy.
Bones. Bones has a little gas problem over there.
So the next person that I'm going to mention, the next artist or hip-hop rock group that I'm going to mention is highly controversial.
Oh, my.
And before y'all knew that he... was a conservative, y'all were a lot more cool with him. So let's just put it that way.
It's all y'all's fault.
I love Bruce Springsteen. I despise his politics, but I love him, and I don't hold anything like that against him. Some of you folks out there need to get your head screwed on straight. This guy's highly controversial, and I understand why some people don't like him. His name's Kid Rock.
Uh-huh.
I love him.
And I would drive from Greensburg to... Indiana for band rehearsal. Nice. And that's not a sound effect, guys.
That was
real.
Thing.
That's a good job.
There, buddy. That's a sound effect. No, it's not Bones. I'm just kidding.
So I would listen to the station coming out of Johnstown. I'd have to start to get kind of close.
Mm-hmm.
At least get up on Route 22. Then I could pick up
Right.
See, guys, this is before there was no internet.
There was no satellite back then.
I mean, there was. I think there was email, like on college campuses.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what. That's how long ago it was.
And you know, there was nothing like that. You know, there was no satellite radio, of course, or anything like that. So you just try to pick. So I liked Quick Rock because in the name, and I would love to somebody if you could somebody chime in the comments, let me know. They had a show that they did from 10 o'clock at night to 2 o'clock in the morning where they played. Like shit, you know, like bands were coming out new, mm-hmm. you know, stuff that, you know, they were kind of predicting might be big or mm-hmm, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I heard a lot, it was the first place I heard the Foo Fighters. It was the first place where I heard a lot of cool stuff. Mm-hmm. But they started playing this song called I Am the Bull God.
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
And I was like, this is a really cool song. And I, it's like this thing where, you know, sometimes I would hear it just as like I was losing this channel.
Right.
But eventually, I got to hear this, and so I just really dug the song. And then they played Ba with the Ba. And I'm like, man, these are some killer riffs. This band mm-hmm. is really cooking. And the rap, I'm kind of digging. Like, it's kind of dirty and fun and mm-hmm. like, okay, mm-hmm. you know.
So not serious.
Yeah, not serious. Yep. So I bought the album called Devil Without a Cause.
Yes.
And the band I was playing with, I was... This sucks, and if you have a band, like, don't make any member of the band run sound and play in the band at the same time. Oh, but that's what boy. I was doing. I was, like, yeah. setting up the PA. I was the carrying the PA, and mm-hmm. I was running the PA, and I was playing guitar. So it was a little confusing. But anyways, so I would, you know, when I would get the speakers to make sure everything was working, I would put a CD in. Yeah. Again, there's no MP3 player.
Right.
There was no none of that.
Old school.
So I'd put a CD in, and it would have to be a CD. Because I was doing it, I was doing all the work, I wanted to play my own goddamn music.
Exactly.
So I would play this record, Devil Without a Cause. And the guys in my band were like, that fucking sucks, man. I'm like, guys, I'm telling you, this record's going to be huge. This is going to be, you know... This is going to be fucking dynamite. So after I got the record, too, I was turned on to Cowboy before anybody oh, yeah. mm-hmm. had ever heard it.
I used to dance on the bar to that.
Fucking cool jam, dude.
Seriously.
Wow.
And it's just a really cool, it's just like a rock band with a rapper out front. Mm-hmm, I don't know how else to explain mm-hmm. it. It's just like,
yeah.
that's what they do. Do you guys remember the female blues artist Shannon Kerfman?
Yes. I don't.
Well, she was Kid Rock's guitarist for.
Really?
In fact, she might still be on. She might be in the Brown.
Like involved?
Band. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So she became his guitarist. So in any case, that's like it. You know, I just think it kicks ass. That album is really good. Later on, I found out that he was actually more of a straight up rapper. Mm-hmm. Leading up to that, I had no idea. To me, this was my introduction to him.
Right.
I didn't really like any of that other stuff he had out. We ended up covering a couple of songs. The guys in the band all ended up loving that. Uh-huh.
Of course they did.
You know? Yeah.
Of course they did.
And me and our bass player, JT, we would listen to that on the way to and from rehearsal. We all would also listen to Rammstein. And
Rammstein.
That was the other record I would play over the sound system.
What a contrast.
That's and that's a great album. Wow. The album, I can't remember the name of it. It's one with Du Hast.
Yeah.
But anyways, so Kid Rock has, you know, his musical journey is kind of like, you know, all over the place. Encompass underground Detroit rap, heavy metal, country rock, and by finding the perfect blend of all three, he turned an underwhelming career into a huge success. From early controversy, over-sexualized, dude, it's hardly. Sex, drugs,
sexy.
And rock and roll.
Sex is the first word in sex, drugs, and rock and
roll. Just saying.
Detroit D-Nice.
D-Nice?
He was born Robert James Ritchie in 1971 in Romeo, Michigan, a small rural town north of Detroit Metro. His father was a car dealer who owned a 6-acre orchard where the young Ritchie would work along with his three siblings. He became interested in hip-hop in the 80s, joining a breakdance crew and teaching himself to rap and DJ. From there, he began performing at local parties as part of a rap group called The Beast Crew and met D-Nice. A member of KRS-One Boogie Down Productions. This led to an opening slot at BDP Concert, and D-Nice, who was signed to Jive Records, helped Kid Rock land a deal with the same label. So he was really influenced by License to Ill, right? So you can kind of hear that. You know that's a band that combined rap and rock.
Yes, yes, please do. It's on my list.
Yeah, okay. So, but anyway, so you know, Devil with a Cause, Out of Cause. I just referenced it. It's you know, and I mean, there's Pitcher is even on Pitcher.
Pitcher,
can you explain Pitcher? We played it in the first two. We played it twice already. Play Pitcher.
Play Pitcher again.
He had his little dude, literally a little dude, played along with him, Joe C.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. So it was like a travel. It was like a kind
like
of
a circus.
It was a freak
circus
show.
Or like a freak show. You have to admit, like, it was wildly entertaining. You know, anyway, so then he followed up with Rock and Roll Jesus and all these different things. I'm not going to get into Kid Rock's entire life, but I think you should really check out Devil Without a Cause. I think it's a really good. Oh, by the way, Eminem guests on that album, too. Which is interesting. He even blurts out at one point in the song they do together, I'm rapping to rock guitars, which is something that Eminem was not
known for.
No, we didn't know any of that. So a Kid Rock. Billy V6. I want to go too many more. We're just going to go like one more round.
Okay.
One more round. Well, let me see if I have a better pick than that.
We're not going to turn the whole show.
All right, I'm going to go with Methods of Mayhem because I have mention Tommy Lee and anybody from Motley Crue in any capacity. So,
I have a question about Tommy Lee after this. So go ahead.
I hope I have an answer. Formed in 1999 by Tommy Lee, who had temporarily who had temporarily quit his position as Motley Crue's drummer. He formed Methods of Mayhem on the eve of the divorce from Pam Anderson. Mm-hmm. Their first self-titled album was released in late 1999 and went on to be certified gold. It featured appearances by Fred Durst, Crystal Method, U God, Kid Rock, Snoop Dogg, Lil' Kim, George Clinton, and Mixmaster Mike.
Mixmaster Mike!
Nikki Sixx said, it's pretty good for what it is. I'd guess you call
that's
it rap rock.
That's a glowing endorsement.
I mean, that's nice for him.
Yeah.
That's kind. Yeah. The band disbanded in September 2000. In March 2009, Lee announced that he was reforming Methods of Mayhem and would start recording new music. A live performance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno saw Morgan Rose of Seven Dust playing drums. And we're going to skip some of this.
Mm-hmm.
On April 2nd, 2019, it was announced that Lee had resurrected the project and has plans to release a new album in the future. Nothing yet. We're in 2022. The band's self-titled debut featured a rap metal style, while a public disservice announcement was more varied in style, covering genres such as rap rock, nu metal, and dance rock. So,
okay, Methods of Mayhem.
And there it is.
Okay, speaking of mayhem,
yes,
Pittsburgh Kevin,
that's me.
You got one more?
Yeah, I got one more here, and we briefly talked about these guys, and we're talking about those guys who taught us that you need to fight for your right to party. It's the Beastie Boys, everybody. The Beastie Boys are an American rap group. No, let's be honest.
Who probably influenced everybody here.
Yeah.
On this list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought you meant me and Lou and you.
Well, probably.
They influenced. Because I learned I had to fight for my right. Sometimes it gets sabotaged.
That was fun. I covered that. I did that in the band and I was the guy who got to sing it.
It's a relatively easy song, but it's like hard hitting and stuff like that. But these guys formed in 1981. The group was composed of Michael Diamond, you know him better as Mike D. Adam Yauch, you know him better as MCA. And Adam Horovitz, nice Jewish boy. You know him better as Ad Rock. Blah, 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 blah. And blah, 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 you know, because it's like 27 freaking pages long, Lou.
Only 27?
These guys, like, remember when they first came out, you weren't quite sure what to make of them. Is it a joke? Are they rap? Are they rock and rollers? You know? And then you listen to the song and you're like, oh. And then it would come up with other stuff and you're like, whoa.
Intergalactic planetary. Yeah. Planetary.
I'll bet when they came out in 1981, I wasn't born yet.
You know, stop it, Lily.
You weren't even sperm.
I was because I was born in the last day of 1981.
Why do you taunt us with your youth?
I thought you said you were born in 1985.
81.
I said 1985. You said it's a good year. I said it's your graduate high school. You said that's year I was born. Didn't she, Kevin?
I said 81, actually.
I said 85. You went, that's year I was born.
He did not graduate in 81. I was there.
He
was not graduating.
There's a shock.
He barely graduated in 85.
No, you didn't listen to what I said. You thought I said 81.
No, I was reading what it said.
I was reading something else. See?
Oh, my God. You're crazy. I don't know why we're never
Mommy,
on the same
Daddy,
page.
Mommy, Daddy, stop fighting.
Eat it.
Okay.
Eat it.
My sister was born in 85.
Oh, so maybe that's what you were confused about.
One last one. I'm not going to make this quick.
Hurry up.
We're going to fuck around with this bullshit.
Yeah.
These guys, man, have been like, they show up in movies and everything.
These are kind of
ubiquitous with rap. Rock is, I know I say ubiquitous. I never use the word ubiquitous in my real life, but I get to use it on the podcast a lot, and that makes me very happy.
There you
Spell
go.
It.
No clue.
Okay.
Y-O-U.
No. Stop. You're done.
B-I-C-K. U-T-U-S.
Red Hot Chili Peppers formed 1983, American rock band consisting of Anthony Kiedis, John Frusciante, Flea, and Chad Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who does drum battles with Will Smith?
Will Ferrell. Not Will Smith.
With Will Smith.
Will Smith would slap his face.
Will Smith be like.
He would slap his face.
Get your drum set.
Get your drum set at my mouth. No, at your mouth. All right.
They formed. I was originally named Tony Flo and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah. The original band members were Anthony Kiedis, Heil Slovak, Flea, and Jack Irons, all whom had attended to Fairfax High School. The band's first performance involved Kiedis rapping a poem over the band's improvisations. Slovak and Irons left the band to concentrate on another band. What is this? So Flea and Anthony recruited Cliff Martinez and Jack Sherman. Slovak returned, blah, blah, blah. Debut album. produced by Andy Gill of the band Gang of Four, released in 84, initially sold 25,000 copies, and the supporting tour was a fiasco, which ended with Jack Sherman being fired. Second album, Freaky Style, 85, produced by George Clinton. Now that makes
there
a lot of sense,
go.
Of course. Recorded in Detroit, Rock City.
Yeah.
The release failed to reach the charts the following year. Kiedis fired Cliff Martinez from the band. He was eventually replaced by Jack Irons when Jack Irons rejoined the group. Damn, they got like, they can't make up their minds.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Mother's Milk is the record, the first record where I became aware of them. Slovak had died.
What?
So they brought in D.H. Pellegrew from the Dead Kennedys, of just sort of as a fill-in. Dwayne McKnight, former guitarist of P-Funk, was playing with them for a while. Neither stayed long. Pellegrino's friend John Frusciante auditioned for the guitarist role with 3 weeks until the recording of the next album was due to begin. The band was still without a permanent drummer. A friend of the band introduced them to Chad Smith. And the rest is history. Chad is like a really like sought-after drummer. He's on tons of records. He's on the new Ozzy. Mm-hmm. He's been playing actually with Ozzy for a while. He's like done tons and tons of stuff. He's a real kind of like go-to drummer.
He was in Chickenfoot, yes?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
I saw them.
Anyways, there's a lot of quittings and coming backs and all kind of stuff.
Comings and goings.
A lot of comings and goings. So I'm not going to get into everything about it, but that's that they were right from the beginning. You know, they were a guitar band that rapped.
Yeah.
They didn't rap on everything,
right?
You know, it wasn't like rap the whole time, like Rage Against the Machine. And that's another thing with some of these bands is that mixture of the actual vocals.
Right.
Just like today, you have metal bands that mix a sort of extreme singing with the more traditional singing.
Yeah, I love that.
I think that's cool. So let's have a little fun.
Here we
go.
Let's
have a little fun.
Let's
do it. Time.
Till daddy takes her T-Bird away.
Oh my. Here we go.
Oh man, I shouldn't have had that last hit of crack.
No.
You always say that.
Yeah.
Like I told you that story about the guy that said that his friend handed him a pipe for that weed and
yes.
And as he was lighting, he said, oh, there might be a little crack.
Yes, I didn't mention that.
Wow.
Just a little. What's just a little crack little. Between friends? Warning, drug references.
Yeah.
So this is a fun song. We did not have Limp Bizkit on our list because, you know.
Yeah, we you know, did.
We did?
Wasn't it the first band we did?
No.
No, it was Park. Rage.
Oh, no, Rage yeah,
Against
yeah.
the Machine, then Linkin Park.
We talked about Limp.
Yeah, we talked about it. We didn't really get
it. Nobody
really
should actually it. Talk okay, about all right. Limp.
We did, they're not on the list.
Boy, do I feel stupid.
So this is a, this is, I think, is a really great, again, like, to me, I never took any of this shit seriously. Like, I just, I mm-hmm. thought it was meant to be fun and funny and goofy. I never, did we grow up with goofy bands? Were there goofy bands in the 70s and 80s? There had to be.
Probably.
There has to be. I just not, I'm drawing a blank at the moment. But there had to be those bands that were kind of silly, but like Devo. But Devo's actually a really good musician, so that kind of doesn't count. But you know what I mean? You know, guys, what I'm talking
about.
You know, silly fun, like nobody, you know, I don't know, Leif Garrett, Sean Cassidy. That type of stuff. So I equated that with this.
Yes.
I this with that. Or whatever. Check 1-2. Check 1-1-2. I came into this world as a reject. I got to turn this music off in the background.
Yeah, yeah. Cause we want to hear your voice. Well, it's only just, your voice.
It's God. Jesus. I can't. We're probably being blocked right now.
Don't say anything. Nobody will notice.
Yep. Okay. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah, so anyway, so let's get into it, man. This is Nookie. I came into this world as a reject. Mm-hmm. Look into these eyes, then you'll see the size of the flames. Size of them. Dwelling on the past, it's burning on my brain. Everyone that burns has to learn from the pain. Hey, I think about the day my girlie ran away with my pay when my fellas came to play. Ooh. Now she's stuck with my homies that she fucked, and I'm just another sucker with a lump in my throat. Hey, so before I get too far, like, I mean, girlie ran away with my pay when fellas came to play. Now she's stuck with my homies that she fucked. So, like, okay. I guess fucked and sucker rhyme. I get maybe. With my pay.
Yeah.
Play.
Yeah.
Day. Oh, the first one is days.
Okay, there
day,
you go.
Day, pay, play.
Right.
So I think this is where some of the people, some folks, they go like, this is really Jay-Z. And it is.
Yeah, just a little.
That's why it's on Lyrics with Ludini.
Mm-hmm.
Like a chimp. I'm a chump, like 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 a chump. Okay, wow. So just a chump. So he's a chump because this, you know, chick is, you know, banging his homies. He's not banging him.
Sure.
So he's like a, what's the word they use today for that? Simp.
Oh, sure.
Cuck.
A cuck.
Cuckold.
Should I be feeling bad? No. Should I be feeling good? No. It's kind of sad. I'm laughing stock of the neighborhood. Neighborhood. And would you think that I'd be moving on? Move it. But I'm a sucker. Like I said, fucked up in the head. Not. And maybe she just made a mistake. And I could give her a break. My heart'll ache either way. Hey, what the hell? What do you want me to say? I won't lie. I can't deny. I did it all for the nookie. Come on, the nookie. Yeah. So you could take that cookie and stick it up your yeah. Stick it up your yeah.
Yeah.
Stick it up your yeah. Yeah. Stick it up. I did it all for the nookie. Come on, the nookie. So you can take that cookie and stick it up your... Yeah.
Yeah.
Stick it up your... Yeah. Yeah. Stick it up your...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Why did it take so long? Why did I wait so long, huh?
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 What?
To figure it out, but I did it. And I'm the one underneath the sun who didn't get it.
Mm.
I can't believe that I could be deceived, but you were.
Mm-hmm.
By my so-called girl, but in reality, had a hidden agenda. Oh. She put my tender heart in a blender. No. So, okay, we're rhyming agenda with blender.
Oh, well.
Blender.
Blender. See, there you go. Yeah.
Until I surrendered.
Oh,
that's a
wow.
Imperfect rhyme.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Then they do the like a chump. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I did it all for the nookie. Come on, the nookie. Come on. So you could take that cookie and stick it up your... Yeah.
Yeah.
Stick it up your... Yeah. Stick it up your...
Yeah.
I did it all for the nookie. Come on, the nookie. Come on. So you could take that cookie and stick it up your... Yeah. Stick it up your...
Yeah.
Stick it up your... Yeah.
Yeah.
And just stick it up your... Yeah, so that is Nookie.
Wow.
Wait a minute. I
there's
forgot
more.
This
hold
bridge.
On, but
oh
wait.
God.
There's more.
This is like a Stairway to Heaven.
Jeez, yes.
This is like Stairway to Nookie.
It's a whole story.
Stairway to Nookie. I mean, for the bridge, guys, I need some more wine.
Yeah, you do.
If I'm going to continue with this. This is really terrible. It's really awful.
It's longer than you thought. Ah, zing.
It's because it's a fast kind of song. I'm only human. Really funny. It's so easy for your friends to give you their advice. They'll tell you, just let it go. It's easier said than done. I appreciate it, but I do. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Nothing's going to change. You can go away.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay here and always be the same.
Yeah.
And nothing's going to change, so you can go away.
Yeah.
And so, okay. And then he does it all.
And you get the idea.
Then he does it all for the nookie. He can take that cookie, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Wow. That man's a lyricologist.
This is in the history of terrible lyrics.
Yeah.
This might be one of the worst. There? We were. Oh, yeah. And it's not even as entertaining as, say, something like.
Poker face?
Poker face. Oh, do we lose our connection to the... Are we still on?
No.
We have no internet.
Nope.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm going to play a song.
Okay.
And we're going to let this reconnect and do whatever it has to do, and then we're gonna come back in a minute.
Reconvene. Okay?
We shall reconvene in about 4 minutes. All right, guys. We'll see you here in a minute. Welcome back to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Hey,
go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com and download the app. No, there's no app. I lied.
No?
Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Check out all the very cool things we have. Usually you can find us live on the internet.
Usually.
I'm going to try to reconnect that in a second here. So there's a lot of cool stuff there, including access to our Inner Circle group and free downloads, and you can find out about all kinds of cool comings and goings that we've going on. Speaking of comings and goings, please visit wolfscustoms.online or Wolf's Customs just on social media because they do awesome custom paintwork and artwork for your musical instrument. RockForAgeRadio.com, that's where you go and download the app.
That's
to
the free
listen
app.
To great music programming 24/7. So we were talking about this rap rock stuff, and I feel woefully ignorant on it. Like, it's just like, you know what I mean? I kind of know what I know, and that's all I know.
I thought it was very informative.
You think so?
I do.
Okay. I know.
All right. I'm just gonna see if I can just do something here. Anyway, so welcome back, everybody. We're gonna be continuing on with a couple of, we're just going to sort of wrap up here with a few things.
We're going to wrap up.
Oh, man. Bones, you missed it on that one, buddy.
It's because he's smoking a doob.
I want to ask Lily something.
Yeah.
I heard this stuff about Tommy Lee. Okay. Like, not playing all the songs.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
And then I heard all kind of stuff, like him and Vince Neil got into a fist fight.
What?
I heard all kind of shit that he broke, because that's how he broke. He said he supposedly had broken ribs.
Well, I didn't hear about a fist fight, but I heard he did break some ribs, and he was only doing like 4 or 5 songs of the set just so he could make an appearance.
Yes.
And then someone else would fill in for the rest of the night, and people are crabby about it, and I get it, but broken ribs, hello.
But no, then I heard, then all of a sudden he's playing the whole night.
Okay.
He's a trooper.
There it is. Yeah.
I mean, broken ribs are painful.
Just remember when you have the sniffles and call off work, Tommy Lee still plays with broken ribs. Right. Just saying.
Yeah, the whole fist fight thing turned out to be false.
Did you look it up on Snopes?
No.
Oh my God, Snopes.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's college Snopes. Shit right there.
Apparently he tripped. They were on vacation before the tour and he tripped and fell.
Oh, so he was drunk. Okay, yeah. Cool.
No, he tripped.
I get it.
It was an accident.
I trip when I'm drunk all
the
time.
He tripped on what?
That's true. Tripped on his dong.
Probably. That's legit. That was pretty good.
Thanks.
I like that.
Oh my goodness. So let's. So that was something that I definitely wanted to run by you. Did we? We talked about Pantera, didn't we?
Tonight? Yeah, last week.
Last week.
Yeah,
okay.
We covered that.
Mm-hmm.
New and notable. Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, and we did the Stranger Things for the metalheads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, new and notable,
you got there.
Discovered a YouTube channel.
Ooh.
Oh.
I need to subscribe to this guy. He's kind of like us. He does a very simple kind of thing, and he kind of just kind of gives rock news.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even as, like, we are doing music and stuff like that. But he's a lot of followers. He picks good topics. Like last week, he was talking about Styx's 50th anniversary and how, like,
they won't play
Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, I read about
you
that.
You know, stuff like that. Oh, you know, just silly. But he will also bring out very cool new bands.
Okay.
So the clickbait
mm-hmm.
headline on his video said, you know, if you like Bad Company.
Yes.
So you fell for it.
So I'm like, so I went listen to
Bad
it.
Company.
And I discovered this band called Lone Rider.
Okay.
All one word. There is a band, by the way, called Lone Riders, and that band kicks ass very much.
Uh-huh.
But Lone Rider really just sounds like the next Bad Company album that's
okay.
coming out.
Really?
Yeah. It's very good. And I was going, man, this really, and even the production really kind of has that. Well, as it turns out, Simon Kirk is the drummer.
Oh, okay. So there's that.
So, you know, so there's a little bit of a tie to Bad Company. Also, oh, I know what I wanted to mention in rock news. Pat Benatar
will not
play Hit Me With Your Best Shot. She says she's taking it out of the set. It's her biggest fucking song.
She's tired of it.
No, she's not. She says it's because of violence and stuff. Like, that's what she said.
Yeah.
She did not say she's tired of it.
Which is hilarious because, iHeartRadio is promoting this big concert, and in the background, they're like, Pat Benatar, and Hit Me With Your Best Shot is in the background.
She's like, oh, we're going to do Helter Skelter. I'm like, what?
Excuse me?
You're going to do Helter Skelter, but you won't do Hit Me With Your Fucking Best Shot?
Does she know what that song's about? Just asking.
Oh my God. I mean, I love Pat Benatar, man. I just love that. I think she's fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah,
we did a Pat Benatar versus the Wilson sisters. It was fun, but I think she's fantastic. But this shenanigans, I'm not going to play.
People are going to be kind of pissy about that.
I mean, you know, and what he was bringing out was like some of these heritage artists, like her, and some of these artists, like you don't know if you're really if they're going to do another tour. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like these guys are getting up there.
Yep.
And so. For them to go out, I mean, that was his gripe about, and I agree with him, his gripe about Styx as well. Come on. Play Mr. Fucking Roboto.
People want to hear it. Just
they want to hear Don't Let It In. They want to hear their biggest hits. Anyways, but it's a, and so, like, you know, the woke, she just, like, I don't think she's afraid. I bet somebody said something on a Twitter.
Yeah.
And she went, Twitter. Oh my God, we're going to get canceled.
I kind of feel like she's tougher than that, but whatever.
Obviously not.
So I guess Joan Jett really will kick her ass. That's fine. No big deal.
Yeah.
There's also a video, and I haven't watched it yet. Joan Jett and Ted Nugent exchanging insults.
I've heard about it. I have not watched it.
Ooh.
It's great theater. Everybody calm down. Lily, what you got?
I have The Warning. So they're a Mexican rock band from Monterrey, Nuevo
León. Speaking of Speedy Gonzales.
Exactly. Formed in 2013 by the Villarreal sisters, Daniela, Paulina, and Alejandra.
Yeah.
So it's three ladies. Their most recent album, Era, was released in 2022. Due to notice gained by their Enter Sandman video, The Warning decided to seek a record deal and develop their own songs. They raised money through a successful GoFundMe appeal to record the six-song EP, Escape the Mind, which was released in 2015. In August 2020, The Warning signed a five-album deal with Lava Records and began to work on a new album with producer David Bendeth. The song Choke was released in May 2021. Later that year, The Warning appeared on the Metallica tribute album, The Metallica Blacklist, performing another cover of Enter Sandman.
Enter Sandman.
The full-length album Era, comprising of six tracks from the previous EP and eight new songs, was released in June 2022. The single Money reached number 32 on the Billboard. In summer 2022, they embarked on an extensive North American tour supporting Hailstorm and The Pretty Reckless. So they are pretty awesome.
Woo.
Check
pretty
them out.
Pretty Reckless is pretty awesome.
Well, so are the Villarreal sisters.
Hey, Lou, remember a time we featured Pretty Reckless on our podcast years and years ago?
I remember when I saw them live a couple of times.
That was fun.
I think that's a great band.
Yeah.
Sames.
Wow, The Warning. So they're just...
Three ladies.
Yeah. They're,
Mexican.
Yeah, I'm quite aware of them.
I'm quite aware of them.
Kevin, do you have somebody new that you're interested in telling the world about?
No, please, come on. Are you sure?
I do nothing fun on the weekend.
And you don't listen to any good music?
No, dude. Remember growing up, there was that guy that walked around in tie-dye t-shirts, and all he listened to was like shit from the 60s? Yeah, that's me. Only I wear black t-shirts and blue jeans and listen to shit from the 80s. That's all I do.
How you know I wasn't a white guy? Give me your money, bitch.
Oh, calm down, bro.
You calm down. Just hurry up.
Are you a black guy?
Are you serious?
What?
Just because I'm robbing you mean I'm black?
Well, I mean,
why would you think that?
I don't know, maybe because you're robbing me and you're black.
How you know I wasn't a white guy?
Because, bro, you talk black.
Excuse me? Talk black?
Sorry. I mean, talk African-American.
I didn't know black was a language.
Look, man, I didn't mean to offend you, okay? I was nervous.
How would you feel if I just assumed you was a gardener?
I am a gardener.
How would you feel if...
Okay, that's enough of that. Sorry, we digressed. I was looking for that to play right when she talked about Mexican. That's a Mexican guy being robbed by a black guy, and I just think it's kind of funny.
I am a gardener.
They do a whole thing, like they end up getting to talk about how they want to go get tacos after and stuff. It's funny. It's funny as fuck. That's a cool one. The Warning.
Yeah,
I think you'll enjoy them.
I will have to check them out. Speaking of bands from south of the border, Puya.
Excuse me?
You never heard the band Puya? They're like a heavy metal band.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Santana made a metal band.
Really?
That'd be fun.
And they sing in all Spanish. They sing mostly in Spanish.
Yeah.
But it's got like a Latin kind of thing going on. And they use horns in places, but it's super heavy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
The song that I really like by them is...
Puya. Do you have a spelling for that?
Yeah, P-U-Y-A.
Okay.
The song by them I really like is called Whatever.
Whatever.
That's
cool.
Okay. Anyways, so did you guys hear about Tom Morello? What happened? Get yanked off the stage or something?
From what I can tell, a fan was charging him on the stage, and security went to tackle the guy and ended up knocking him off the stage. Tom off the stage.
Oh my God. I saw somebody grabbing his guitar, so I'm kind of chilling. That was kind of a hard video to really kind of follow.
Yeah.
So those are our picks and a little bit of current events in music.
Yeah.
Now it's time for...
Beatles.
What the Beatles did today. You gotta love the goddamn Beatles.
I do love them. They're nice boys.
The shitty Beatles. So it's not just a clever name.
Did you send me the one with the like real short Beatles before the Beatles were? That was good. Before the Beatles were big.
Yeah. It's like some picture of them with like doctored. Anyways, what? It start. We can't start.
Oh, it's going backwards today. It started.
Wow, that's so weird. They changed it.
Oh my god! Because I'm looking.
That's gonna break your whole brain.
July 25th, Justin Bieber. I'm like, what?
Which we're obviously not reading that one.
No.
We gotta go way back.
In the way back machine.
Okay, so the first one is Roy Orbison reaching number 2 on single charts with Only the Lonely. Now listen, I heard an interesting thing. One of my favorite movies of all time, The Shining is probably my favorite.
Sure.
You know what I mean? The Thing is in there in the top five.
Yes.
The Godfather's 1 and 2. I count them as 1.
Okay.
But Blue Velvet is one of my favorite movies.
You always mention it.
I love that movie. But Roy Orbison, the song In Dreams I Walk With You, which is like really, that movie really turned me on to that song. I fucking love that song now. But he was completely against them using that song. He fought it. But David Lynch went around somehow and was able to secure the rights. So apparently, it cost him a lot less than it did for Blue Velvet. Blue Velvet was really expensive to get. Velvet. Yeah, it was really expensive.
Money.
Something like half of the movie's budget is Blue Velvet.
Yeah. Wow. Just to get that song.
That's crazy. So there's a whole story behind that. But anyway, so because Roy Orbison's on the list. But Roy was really good. But so he did some roundabout thing, and because of publishing, blah, 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 was able to use the song. Mm-hmm. Roy did not know.
Oh, no.
And he went to see the movie.
Oh, no.
And when his song came on, he was like, this is amazing. He loved it. and they released the song with a video using things from
that
scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So like, I didn't know that. Okay. That's
cool. So if you look up the video for
like a soundtrack
In Dreams I Walk With You by Roy Orbison, there's like stuff from the Blue Velvet movie in it. Remember Roy Orbison had this like revival like in the late 80s?
Right. Right.
Traveling
Wilderbeasts.
Before that, he did this concert video and everybody plays with him on a Bonnie Raitt on it.
I remember that.
Bruce Springsteen,
yeah.
All these
and it was done in black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember
it's
that?
It's really neat. Cool. Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. So he had this whole revival for a while.
Real quick about Roy Orbison, his last charting song, I Drove All Night, was released after he died. Did you know the story behind that?
No.
So two guys wrote this song and they met up with Roy. Like, we wrote this song for you. Would you like to hear it? Roy liked it. They're like, well, we have a recording studio in our house. Would you come and record it? So he recorded the song, the vocals and everything there. Unfortunately, passed away. These two get in touch with Jeff Lynne from ELO and tell them the whole story. So they re-record the music, but they put those vocals onto the...
Oh, cool.
That was very cool. I'm like, oh, man. And got into the charts.
That is a great song. It's been covered. You ever heard Cyndi Lauper does it?
Cyndi Lauper does a great job. What's her name? That girl. That really skinny girl. French girl. Celine Dion did it.
That really skinny French girl. I hate you so much.
Skinny French wench. French wench.
She's not French at all.
The French
she's,
wench.
What, she's Canadian, French maybe?
Canadian.
She's French Canadian. French Canadian. It's close enough, huh?
Okay, Lily, it's your turn.
In 1964, The Beatles, album, A Hard Day's Night, started a 21-week run at the top of the UK charts. This was the first Beatles album to be recorded entirely on a 4-track tape, allowing for good stereo mixes.
A Hard Gay Night.
No,
hard.
It's not. No,
it could be. It could be.
There's four guys, no girls. I'm just saying.
I heard that Peter Jackson's going to do another movie about the Beatles.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've got to get that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I got to get
really...
that. I think it's being released on DVD,
Blu-ray.
It's
very long, and so it's one of those things you kind of go walk away from and come back to and, you know, stuff like that, because it's, you know. Yeah. I mean, there's like scenes of them just sitting around like tuning. You know what I mean? So it's like not all of it is like, but he's trying to give you the picture of like
what those sessions were like. Yeah, because you kind of wonder. You're like, oh, they just go and do the song. No, there's a lot of other shit that goes on.
Okay, do you want to do this one?
Who, me?
Who, me? Dylan.
Bob, 65. All right, that's the year I was born, Lily.
Thunderkiss, 1960.
So very old. In this day, 1965. Does that say dressed in... What the fuck?
What are you reading?
Dressed in Carnaby Street Threads.
Street Threads? What the hell? Who talks like that anymore? The ever-changing Bob Dylan plugged in for his headlining set backed by the Butterfield Blues Band at the Newport Folk Festival. This is when Dylan went electric, everybody. Folk music purists tried to boo him off the stage. You motherfuckers. While the rest of the audience gave him an enthusiastic response. It is usually said that the reason for the crowd's hostile reception was Dylan's abandoning of the folk orthodoxy?
Yeah.
Or poor sound quality on a night. Or the fact that he was playing a Strat and not a Les Paul. That's the way I look at it.
This was one of those moments in music that, like, everybody, like, oh my God, Dylan's gone electric. Mm-hmm. Like, so, you know, it's like, and he still made great music. Guys, I gotta tell you about this.
Go ahead.
I gotta tell you about this.
Talk to me, Goose.
I was in my fevered state.
Yeah.
I watched a documentary that literally just came out. And it is called The Making of American Pie by Don McLean.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that.
And it's fucking phenomenal. It's just a beautiful story of how, about the song and about the meaning behind it and all the stuff. I mean, they bring in everybody. They bring in Buddy Holly and Richie Valens, and they bring in, like, everybody. There's some awesome, like, guests. Brian Wilson is in it.
Mm.
Weird Al Yankovic is in it. Like, it is fucking awesome. Pete Seeger, like, a lot of great people are in it. And as we were talking, guys, because Bob Dylan came up in the folk scene, and that's what Don McLean was. He was a folky.
Mm-hmm.
But they get into the whole making of the song, including the recording, and of course he talks about the lyrics and everything. The lyrics do not mean anything that the websites, like, there's tons of websites devoted to the meaning of American Pie.
Yeah.
But what is said over and over is that, like, because of the way the song is written, it's about something specific, but it's also about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You can put your own interpretation to it.
Yes.
Neil, cool. On this day in 1969, dudes! Neil Young appeared with Crosby, Stills, and Nash for the first time, and they played at the Fillmore East in New York. Young was initially asked to help out with live material only, but ended up joining the group on and off for the next 30 years.
They asked him to do the sound and play guitar and carry the...
Oh, so he's Lou.
So, yeah.
He drove the van. Here's why, because he had the van they could put all the equipment in.
Uh-huh. Right.
Do you want to talk about the Seattle Pop Festival?
1969.
Again!
69!
Seattle Pop Festival took place at the Gold Creek Park, Woodinville, Washington. Acts who appeared over the 3 days included Chuck Berry, Tim Buckley, The Byrds, Chicago, Transit Authority, Albert Collins, Bo Diddley, The Doors, The Flock, The Flying Burrito Brothers.
Guess who played there?
It's a Beautiful Day, Led Zeppelin, Santana, Spirit, 10 Years After, Ike and Tina Turner, Vanilla Fudge, Alice Cooper, and the Young Bloods.
What a lineup.
Wow, it's quite the concert.
Fucking legendary.
Holy
shit. God damn, what a... I don't know The Flock. Is that the only one I don't? The
I don't.
Flock.
Know. I don't know. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a beautiful day with a flock.
Interesting.
Kevin.
Oh yes. Yes.
Why
yes,
do birds suddenly appear?
Yes. On this day, 1970, the Carpenters started a 4-week run at number one.
They
in
had
the
runs for 4 weeks.
Did you see Karen Carpenter? Yeah, she looked like she had to run. So.
Well, she could use them laxatives.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, right? Poor choice of words, website. this day, 1970, Carpenter started a 4-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with... Oh, They Long to Be Close to You. The first of 3 U.S. number ones and 17 other top 40 hits. The song was written in 1963 by Hal David and Burt Bacharach and was first offered to Herb Alpert, who... Why am I doing voices for all these people?
God, I don't know.
Because you're on the radio.
Because you're reading a story to children.
The Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. It's a child's podcast.
Right. It was first offered to Herb Alpert. See, I'm doing the Herb Alpert thing there.
Ba, ba, ba,
see, Herb Alpert
no,
was this...
Read it.
Okay.
If you want a Herb Alpert, if you want a rat.
Who said he didn't feel comfortable singing the line, so they sprinkled moon dust in your hair.
Yeah. I want moon dust in my hair.
I want some moon dust.
And started snorting Elmer's glue.
I'm just saying, there might be a little crack in that pipe. It just might be a little crack.
Just a little bit.
Little crack. What's up, little crack?
Little crack.
Little crack. My
new
little
rap
crack.
Name.
There's a rapper. Little crack.
I know. I was waiting for that.
Little crack. Said. Hey, Lou.
Please help.
I'm little crack.
Send help.
So what I wanted to bring up the
we're offline and we're doing the best shit right now. I'm
well,
sorry.
We're being recorded.
I know
recording.
we're still doing the podcast.
We've relaxed a little bit. The pressure
people,
of being live.
The pressure's off. Yes.
What I wanted to ask you about is your opinion or thoughts. Have you seen the trailer for the Munsters?
I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, why not?
Because
Lily?
I think it's garbage.
Okay, that's why I want you to talk
Absolute
about.
Freaking garbage. Can we maybe get some kind of professional wig for the bitch to wear as Lily Munster? Are we just going to go with the Halloween store one? Is that what we're going to do?
I'm really surprised because Rob Zombie is a huge Munsters fan.
Here's what happened. Here's what happened. Sherry Moon said, baby, I want to play Lily Munster in a movie. Can we make it happen? And he said, yes, baby, we will do this.
Yo, man, Sherry Moon say anything to me, I'd be like, yo, baby, I'm going to happen.
Could we not make it a little better, though, than a Halloween wig from Spirit Halloween?
I know. But what I'll say, though, is the teaser trailer that was in black and white looked a lot better. And so I was kind of excited. I'm like, okay, if they do it in black and white, man, there's going to be some like...
And then,
but when you look at it in color, it's like...
You're like, what the
fuck? It's like jarringly. It looks like... You know what it looks like? Yeah. A 1997 sci-fi channel movie. Yeah.
Thank
That's
you.
What it looks like.
Yeah.
Garbage. That's exactly what this trailer looks
it
like.
It is going to be trash, and I'm going to be so disappointed. I am going to watch it just because I need to see it.
Well, I'm
going to
see it. I'm
thing.
Sure I'll see it too.
However, I know I'm going to hate it. I know I am. Because I don't need the four story, but how they met. I don't need all of that.
What if you go see it and you go, oh my God, it was so
good. I bet you I won't. I will bet you a paycheck I hate it.
Wow.
I'm not a betting
no,
person.
No, don't bet that because
no,
because
I'll hate it. Trust me.
In 1971, this day, T-Rex were at number one on the UK singles chart with Church. The singles chart.
T-Rex.
You're going to singles mixer at the church.
Yo, with baby. Get It On.
Let's Get It On.
UK number one spent 4 weeks at the top of the charts. US was retitled "Bang a Gong, Get It On." Power Station had the hit. I learned what's his name? Is it Andy Taylor? Is that the guitarist?
Mm-hmm.
I learned his guitar.
Did you really?
And I've been practicing it. It's really cool. I've always loved it. So let's learn it. Lily, these your boys.
1980. It is
my buoys.
AC/DC released their sixth internationally released studio album, Back in Black.
Fucking historic shit, dude.
The first AC/DC album recorded without former lead singer Bon Scott, who died on February 19th, 1980, at the age of 33. Wow, that's so sad. The album has sold an estimated 49 million copies worldwide to date, making it the second highest selling album of all time and the best selling hard rock or heavy metal album.
Yeah!
What the official diagnosis was, a choked on vomit.
But not his vomit.
That's quite common.
Can't exactly dust for vomit.
No, it wasn't his vomit. All right, so if AC/DC is Lily's boys, this next one.
Okay, well, let me finish.
Oh, go ahead.
I want to just make a little commentary. Like, do you guys remember when this record came out?
Yeah.
This is like...
That was huge!
I know, and so many songs actually came out.
Uh-huh.
So many songs on the radio.
Lily doesn't remember.
This reminds me of that the album by Boston that came out like 10 years before or whatever, and like almost every song was like a radio hit.
That's the way
Back in Black is like...
I don't remember when it came out, however, I remember when I first discovered it.
There you go. That's good enough for us.
I roller skated to it.
Yeah.
What you got, Pittsburgh?
So if AC/DC is Lily's boys, this next band, they're my boys.
Nerd.
This day, 1981, Air Supply went to number one in the U.S. singles charts with "The One That I Love."
The one that you love.
The group's only U.S. number one and the first Australian band to top the U.S. singles chart.
I like Air Supply.
I do too.
Yeah, great band.
I got, and I know we're talking about doing this in the future, but somebody was playing music at work the other day, and making Love Out of Nothing at All came on, and immediately I'm like, Jim Steinman! And nobody, you know, I'm like, you can't talk to these kids today.
You're
they don't
the only
know
one
Jim
that knew
Steinman.
What you were talking about.
But I'm excited. I'm like, hopefully we can do that.
All right. So 1983, American heavy metal band Metallica released their debut studio album. It's a great day in 19. This has been an awesome day. Shnikes. We've got fucking Air Supply, AC/DC, T-Rex, The Carpenters. Bob Dylan goes electric.
Dylan, yeah.
Neil Young plays with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Hard Day's Night. What in the world?
Nikes, man.
It's a good day. It's a good day. It's a good day for music. Metallica. But yeah, Metallica puts out Kill 'Em All. The rest, as they say, is history. Oh, this is a good one.
Then read it.
No, it's so good. You read it.
You want to talk about Big Mama Thornton?
No.
She died at the age of 58. That's wow. What a baby. 1984. But she did wrote the song.
Yes.
Hound Dog.
Hound Dog. Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about this guy or not?
No, there's nothing to read there.
No, there's nothing. Yeah, it's boring.
Terrence Trent D'Arby went to number one with today. The Hard Line, according to Terrence Trent. I like this record. I don't know if you guys ever heard it. It's really good.
Is that the one with Wishing Well?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a great jam. Awesome. That's a great jam.
Holy cow. All kinds
of shit. 1985, and they say Charlie Rich. He sure can sing, that son of a bitch. Died in his sleep at 62 years old.
Oh.
So some bad stuff. Jamiroquai.
Yes.
Deeper Underground went to number one UK singles chart in the state in 1998.
I actually really like them. Him.
Woodcock Festival ended with riots. In the state in 1999. I call it Woodcock because there's Woodchuck.
Well, we don't need to read that.
Because Woodchuck.
Woodchuck? How much chuck would a Woodcock?
Anyway.
Woodcock
fuck.
All right.
How much fuck would a Woodfuck chuck?
It's good. Oops. It's good shit.
He is really expanding his repertoire.
Okay, so we don't need to talk about that. No, we're just going to kind of move on. Oh, here you go.
There you go.
Talk about it, Kevin. I know you like this guy.
Right then. This day, 2010, Paul McCartney's former wife, Heather Mills, told the press.
I thought he was Weird Al Yankovic, but okay.
Oh, wait. Oh, I thought you were. I can do Weird Al. What do you want me to do?
Go ahead, finish Heather Mills real quick.
All right. Heather Mills told the press the trauma and pain she went through after losing her leg in an accident. Why am I laughing?
Because you're sick.
Because I've come up with a joke already. And an accident was nothing compared to the way she felt after she and former Beatles split up. The two separated. Oh, boy. Here we
just
go.
Just all we need. All you guys need to know is a $38.9 million
settlement.
And they were barely fucking married. Fuck you, Heather Mills.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You married Heather that Mills. Guy to get money. You, and that's the end of it.
You're
fuck
a bad
you.
Word. You're a bad word is what you are. I'm glad you lost your leg.
You're a fucking
everybody's
cunt.
Violent today.
I know.
So let's talk about. Here's what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
I know this is your boy.
2014 Weird Al Yank on this. It's Yankovic, everybody. The pop star
Paradist.
I had too much to drink, haven't Paradist. I? Weird Al.
That is a weird word. Paradist. Like Paradist, I've heard a satirist.
Right.
That Paradist.
But now it's a Paradist.
That's a very
are we Potterists?
Stop acting bored.
Are we we're Potterists then?
Nerds. All right.
Weird Al Yankovic became the first comedy act. Jesus Christ. Act to hit the
use
top
your words.
Spot.
Sound it out.
I know.
Sound it out.
I can barely see.
Sound it out.
He tells me to read really slow.
All right. So Weird Al Yankovic became the first comedy act to hit the top spot for more than 50 years. What is that? Mandatory Fun. Yankovic's 14th album in his best-selling since Straight Out of Linwood. That was awesome. Which was released in 1991, went to number one on the U.S. album charts. The last comedy album to reach number one in the U.S. was Alan Sherman's My Son, The Nut in 1965. Really?
I fucking love Alan Sherman.
Wow.
Because he's got my... Alan Sherman sings my theme song.
What is that?
You went the wrong way, old King Louie.
I'm not reading that.
No, we're done. We're done with that.
F him.
We're moving on.
All right,
we got to give some birthdays here.
Oh,
well,
that was
all backwards.
Nobody
now.
Was born today. Very holy shit, really.
Benny Benjamin from the Funk Brothers. Happy birthday. Manuel Carlton, Scottish hard rock band Nazareth.
Oh, there you go.
Bruce Woodley.
Right.
Happy Birthday, sang the song I'll Never Find Another You. Jim McCarty, English musician, best known as the drummer for the Yardbirds. Happy Birthday. Tom Dawes from American rock band Circle.
Oh, I see what they did there.
Red Rubber Ball. You know who wrote Red Rubber Ball?
Who?
Paul Simon.
Oh.
Wow. Who's
that? The more you know.
Jose Chepito Arias.
See?
Wow, look at you.
Well, you're all about the Spanish.
He is. Muy
Nicaraguan percussionist Jose Chepito Arias, who was a member of Santana from 1969 to 1977.
Yeah?
During this time, Santana held the 1970 U.S. number 4 single Black Magic Woman. In 1977, UK number 11 single She's Not There.
Wow.
I'm Mark Clark. Happy birthday from Uriah Heep.
Uh-huh.
Big heap of Uriah just laying on the ground.
I'm really not sure what that means.
Verdine White from Earth, Wind, and
Fire.
Oh,
there you go.
Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth. The two youths.
The two youths.
The two youths. What was her name?
Yeah, that's right.
What was her name?
Oh.
Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you meant her character
what
in the movie.
What a tall drink of water.
Woo, that's Mona Rocky. Lisa is her name.
Who?
Mona Lisa.
In the movie?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Well, it's Lisa, but it's Mona Lisa. Is her full name.
Maureen Herman from Babes in Toyland.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Epworth.
Not too many birthdays today.
Who worked with Adele.
Yeah. Mona Lisa
Dude,
Vito.
You're getting Adele.
This is so weird.
Hi-ho.
Oh, my gosh.
Lily the Frog here.
Lily the Frog?
What?
Lily the Pad.
Shut up. Shut up right now.
Pad.
Oh, my God.
What?
What's Kenny calls me Lily Pad, so that's why.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
He does.
Wow. You know what we should do?
I did
just
not
a
know
great
that.
Idea.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
We could make your own maxi pads.
No, I don't.
Lily pads.
I don't want to do that.
Wow.
Like, at all.
Man.
You guys are fucking retarded.
Jesus Christy.
Lily pads.
Wow. Can they at least be black, is my soul?
No,
sure.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then have your face on it.
Oh,
no.
That's exactly what I want.
On the inside or outside? Oh, no.
Yeah. On the inside
See?
Or the outside.
Right? I'm just saying.
I hate you guys.
I know. I hate you.
Emotional damage.
Emotional damage. Oh, my God. Anyways, guys, you want to do something like go to lulumpartymusic.com or ludinirockandrollcircus.com.
Get it right.
There's a lot of cool stuff there, including like our YouTube archive.
Yeah.
All kind of fun stuff. So you guys want all kind of fun stuff there. Get on the list and never miss an episode and be able to join us live, usually. When we're not having an internet outage.
Yeah.
And hang out with us in our private Facebook group.
Bloody
so you can check that out. Wolfscustoms.online is where you want to go to get custom artwork done on your musical instrument.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's important, right?
Yes,
right.
Yes,
RockRageRadio.com. Download that app.
It's free.
It's totally free, and you can listen to great music programming 24/7. Speaking of Rock Rage Radio,
yeah.
Lily, why don't you tell them what you have over there at Rock Rage Radio?
Again, I have my show, which is Hot Licks with Lily 6 on Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Interviews, music, and all the fun that you could ever want.
All the fun.
All the things. I don't even know what's going on.
I'm not telling you to check anymore. You messed up.
Oh, honey.
You too old for all that, grandma.
Shit, you got me kiss my goddamn lips on my pussy.
Kiss the goddamn lips of my pussy.
Wow.
On that happy note,
that's fine.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us, and we'll catch you all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.